This week, leaders of the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians have been holding their annual fall meeting at the Coeur d'Alene Casino and Hotel in Worley, Idaho. What's different this year is that one of their own is fully immersed in a high-profile campaign for Idaho governor. And so it was only natural for Paulette Jordan to stop by and say a few words.
Ah, has lachlacht. Hello, my good relatives. Has the squeezed them. Good morning. I'm a little taller than our elder here, Lenny.
Jordan grew up on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation and lives there, even though she's spending much of her time this campaign season traveling.
My staff and I, we very much want to be the best hosts and representatives as possible, but we're in the broad midst of our campaign, and it's been incredible. So I'm really proud to share this experience with all of you.
Jordan says she had just flown in from California. Since she won the Democratic Party's nomination in May, she's been very much in demand as one of the symbols of a growing number of women running for office, especially in the Democratic Party.
Her visibility running for an office like governor, as she has stated in her speech, has reached not just a national audience, but an international audience.
That's Mathoni Wambu-Kroll. She's the Vice President of National Outreach and Training at Emily's List. It's an organization that recruits women who are Democrats and pro-choice to run for office. She was in Worley to test the organization's first training program for Indigenous women who are interested in running for office. Her colleague at Emily's List is Vanessa Cardenas.
Since the 2016 election, more than 40,000 women have reached out to us saying they want to run for office. Now, if you compare that to the entire 2016 cycle, which we had a total of 920, so the volume is huge. So the reason why we developed these trainings is to give women some basic tools that they need so they can run for office.
Cardenas advises prospective candidates to do their research about themselves and the offices they seek. And then she and her colleagues teach them about fundraising and how to tell their personal stories. Wambu-Kroll says it helps when women can see that other female candidates are successful.
If you can't see it, how do you know to be it? And we're hearing that over and over and over again in rooms. And so candidacies like Paulette's are absolutely essential. There are women who are showing up absolutely inspired by the fact that she is running.
Jordan's odds of winning in a deep red state like Idaho are long, though a recent poll showed her within single digits of the Republican candidate, Lieutenant Governor Brad Little. So she still has work to do before she can become the Gem State's first female governor. But Paulette Jordan believes the big picture trend for female and Native American candidates is a positive one.
You know, people are supporting us, seeing that there's a powerful Indigenous voice that needs to be represented not only at the state level, but at the federal level. And of course, at the local city council seats, mayors, we have people who are running for county commissioners. So we have to be proud of that because our folks have come a long ways.
Ultimately, Vanessa Cardenas from Emily's List hopes the percentage of women in public office in general matches the percentage of women in the population. We have a long way to go, she says. Next week on Inland Journal, we'll continue with stories about people and ballot measures that will appear on the November ballot in Washington and Idaho. Inland Journal is Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. If you miss us on the radio, you can listen or read our stories online at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Thank you for listening and providing your financial support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.